on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold. Just a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Purcell, and this is the show for the realists. Say goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society, and welcome to motherfucking reality, guys. Today we have Andy and DJ Cruise the motherfucking internet. That's what we're going to do. That's what CTI stands for. It stands for Cruise the Internet. Put up topics on the screen right over here. Talk about what's going on in the world. We speculate on what the truth is and what we think is not so true or completely made up. And then we talk about how we, the people, have to be the solution to the problems going on in the world. Now, other times you tune in, if it's your first time listening, we have shows within the show. We're going to have Q&AF. That's where you can ask questions, and we give you the answers. Q&AF, the questions can be about anything, but typically they're about business, entrepreneurship, personal development, how to win, how to get better in business and life. So you can ask your questions a couple different ways. The first way is...
Guys, you can email your questions into askandy@andyforsella.com.
Or you go on YouTube on the Q&AF episodes, which it says right up there on the thumbnail. If it's Q&AF, CTI, Real Talk, whatever it is. And you drop your question in the comment section. We'll pick some from there as well. Other times we're going to have Real Talk. Real Talk is just 5 to 20 minutes of exactly what it sounds like, Real Talk. It's just something I think you need to hear. And then we have 75 Hard Verses. That's where someone who's completed the 75 Hard program comes in, talks about how their life was before, how their life is now, and how they use the 75 Hard program to improve their existence. 75 Hard is the initial phase of the Live Hard program. It's available for free at episode 208 on the audio feed. That episode is not on YouTube because we just started YouTube not too long ago. So pretty new to this still. If you like, there's a book available. It's called The Book on Mental Toughness, which talks the entire Live Hard program through every single nut and bolt detail. And also has 10 plus chapters on mental toughness, why it's important, how you can use it, and what it's going to mean to your existence for the rest of your life if you don't have it. There's also a bunch of case studies in the book. Now, the book is not required, but for people who want to know the ins and outs, it's probably the best option for you. You can get that on the website, andyforsella.com. And then sometimes we have full length, like we had this past Saturday with James Lawrence, the Iron Cowboy. We got a new concept for full length we're breaking out here this year that you guys are going to really like. That's why I haven't been mentioned on the intro. But anyway, we got this thing we call the fee. You're going to notice I don't advertise products on the show. I don't take ads for the show. I pass on that because I don't want to answer to anybody about what I can and can't say. And in exchange, I just ask very simply that you guys get engaged with the show and help us grow it. All right? We get traffic banned, throttled, censored, shadow banned, all this shit all the time, especially on CTI episodes. And we need your help to get the message out. So please share the show. Help us get the word out. And buy my shit, too. Real talk. Support my companies, man. I fund this whole thing on my own. I don't have a, you know, payroll to fund this shit. So if you support the companies, that's greatly appreciated. So don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
All right.
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on? This is a few days old, but I thought this was interesting. I know I saw a few people posting this online. I don't know how much you were into the news over the weekend. Did you see this headline?
Oh, yeah.
It's official. Yeah. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now. Here's a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this shit?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You know, after they intentionally destroyed the world and divided everybody from their family and friends and caused people to have to watch their loved ones die on Zoom, put people on remdesivir and ventilators and fucking killed them. You know, denied effective therapeutics and called anybody who said that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine were effective at all. They banned those people. They actually put some of those doctors in jail. They removed their medical licenses. Let's see what else they did. Oh, they closed your business and they told you that you weren't essential. And while your business was closed, they let all their buddies' businesses stay open. The biggest businesses in the world that aren't hurting for money. They let those places take up all the sales and move all the customers over to their businesses, and you went out of business. And then what'd they do? They closed all the restaurants. They kept your kids out of school for a year and a half, 2 years, depending on where you lived. They called you a bigot. They called you a grandma killer. They tried to get you fired from your job. Then they tried to force you with a experimental medication and told you if you didn't do it, you were going to lose your career. And, you know, they threatened companies with $500,000-$700,000 fines per employee to force them to get this medication. We could go on and on and on. You know, they printed trillions of dollars to subsidize the closing of businesses, which ended up inflating your dollar and making you far less wealthy and more poor. What else did they do?
They fucking lied to us.
Yeah, man. They lied the entire time. They knew this the entire time. And the flu, remember what happened to the flu during this time? Do you not remember us doing show after show after show? Go back, because we got receipts, all right? Nobody was out here fucking saying, hey, this was bullshit, mm-hmm. more than us. That's real shit. We had experts on. We had doctors on. We had fucking everybody on talking about what, and, you know.
Now, there's something important. When I saw this, I think what I've seen a lot of people miss.
Dude, hold on. What about the footage they showed? See, they knew this the entire time. That's why the flu data disappeared off the radar.
Didn't report it.
Okay, it went zero. And then they're digging graves in parks in New York City. Mm-hmm. They're
refrigerated trailers for
corpses.
Exactly.
They're showing videos of people fall over in the streets. And I've seen a lot of people comment, well, in the beginning, the COVID was much stronger than it is now. No, it fucking wasn't, bro.
Just as strong as it is
the
now.
Medical protocols were killing people. Mm-hmm. And they needed to extend the emergency state, so they fucking canceled and removed and fined and fired and you know, put people in jail legitimately. The frontline doctors of America. Do we not remember these people standing on the front steps of the Capitol and saying, hey, there are treatments for this and they're not letting us talk about it. And then they put the main woman in jail for 60 days. They knew all this. This was all a play. It was all propaganda. And they got what they wanted. They got the division. They got the economy shifted. They made you poorer. They told you to tell you. Do you not remember Fauci saying to not let your family come over for fucking holidays?
Tell on your neighbors that do.
Tell on your neighbors. Dude, we had people saying, wear a mask, is screaming in your faces. We had fist fights in the grocery store. This is everything that they planned, they did, because we are fucking stupid as a whole and a collective. That's the truth.
Bro, it's real shit. And I see this headline, and I think what people are failing to realize what this is that this is going to set up, and I know we've talked about this a few times, right? Like, you know, their red button, you know, flip the game board over plans, right? And the possibility, and we've seen them talk about this, possibility of another new, you know, disease or problem or infection or virus, whatever you want to call it. What this is doing is setting up that comparison for them to use.
Yeah.
Right? When that shit comes out, you guys remember COVID? Oh, this is 100 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
It's setting up the comparison for them to use it. You know, and I think a lot of people are missing that point.
COVID denier. Grandma killer. You're COVID denier.
Yeah, and now, you know, it's pretty much just like the flu.
Yeah. You mean it is the flu?
It is the flu.
Yeah, you mean when we were doing... Let's talk about how they cycled up the PCR test to... we had Dr. Saraski on here explaining the PCR test, okay? We fucking had Ben Tapper on here talking about this exact same thing. They fucking scammed all of us, and half of you fell for it, and you fucking villainized everybody that was trying to save you.
And we paid for
people it. Like me were trying to keep you from getting taken by this bullshit. And you decided to attack us. You still hang on to it. You still attack us. You still come at us. You can't stop and realize, bro, I was the target of this and I fell for it. And those people tried to help me to see it, and I didn't see it. And you know what? I should be mad at the people who propagated the play, not the people who tried to keep me from falling for it. That's what's going on here. And then on top of it, they threw in George Floyd just for extra division.
Right. Right. Can't protest the mask, but you can, you know, you can protest anything.
Yeah,
else.
You can go out with millions of people in the streets, but, you know, Or, you know what, you can go to a restaurant, dude, and, you know, as long as you're sitting down at the bar, the COVID doesn't get you, so you take your mask off.
Right, you check out in the grocery store, as long as you got that screen there.
Yeah, dude, think of all the businesses they made put up all this crazy shit. Bro, think here in St. Louis, that fucking Sam Page turd who tried to ruin all of our economy here in St. Louis because he wanted to flex his fucking city council or county executive title.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck you. All these people belong in jail. All the people who orchestrated this belong in jail. They belong in fucking jail or worse. At a minimum in jail. They stole fucking trillions of dollars from the American fucking workforce.
And made us pay. Like, that's our money.
They're still paying for it. You want to know why you can't fucking pay your bills right now? Why your shit is tight? Because these people stole the fucking economy from you. And it's all so that nobody can fucking have any power. Like, bro. Look how they tax us. Mm-hmm. They tax us with all this shit, but yet they print as much money as they need. So they take half of your money, and then they print whatever else they need, devaluing the rest of the money that you have. You see that?
Right.
But most people don't understand how that works, so they're not up in arms about it. If most people understood that these people are taxing us, and by the way, we're all taxed when we add it all up, equal or more than half of our income. When we consider sales tax, the cost of ownership, of property tax, fucking tax when you buy shit, tax when you sell shit, income tax. Most people only think about income tax. But when you add it all together, you're paying over 50%, which means you're a slave to the government, okay? And then the money you're left with, they are printing trillions of dollars on the backside, which means the money you get to keep isn't worth as much. And most people don't understand this basic reality of economics. And because they don't, they're okay with it.
Yeah. On top of, you know, putting in executive orders to make the cost of goods go up. On top of, you know, like everything's literally.
Do you remember whenever they? Do you remember when they kept all the ships from docking for 3 months?
COVID.
To drive supply chain issues, to fuck the economy. Bro, these people are criminals. They are criminals.
Yeah. It's just, like I said, I mean, and listen, like I'll you know, prelude the show with this. You know, we got plenty of wins in this episode to cover and talk about, right? But it's always important, guys, because we so easily forget about all of that shit that happened.
I don't forget.
You know, but like, and that's why I like to bring it up, because we can't fucking forget. The moment we forget, it's over.
This is crimes against humanity. It's the biggest crime against humanity that's ever been perpetrated, ever. And people still aren't aware that it is that. They don't get it.
Oh, man. That's how I just
Dude, these people have to be held accountable. And for those people to be held accountable, we have to have unity. And we have to quit falling for the fake division tactics they put into society. The black, white, left, right, gay, straight bullshit. It's not about that. They want you to think it's about that because they don't want us all coming together and noticing that it ain't about that and then figuring out what it's really about, which is us versus them. That's what they don't want to see. They want us to think it's your neighbor or it's the guy down the street that voted Democrat or it's the guy that wears the red MAGA hat or it's the black guy or the white guy or whoever. The gay guy down the street, they want you to think it's all that shit. And they hope that we don't notice that it's actually them causing the problems that we have in society. We're never getting that time back. That's what people don't understand. They took 3 years of our lives and made them legit hell. We are not getting that back. Do you know how to get 3 years of your life back?
No.
I don't either, bro. And these people, for their own greed, their own power thirst, and their own corruption, ruined millions of lives. Because they wanted to make some money and have some control and make sure that they stayed in power. These people are criminals, bro. And I'm talking about the people who orchestrated it. I'm not talking about the people who yelled at us. I'm not talking about the average person who fell for it. These people are victims, bro. The people who are walking
at the top, bro.
People who are walking around with the vaccine in their body scared shitless. Okay? And it doesn't matter how mean they were. 3 years ago. These people are fucking like, holy shit. And those people are still not able to recognize that they were the target of the propaganda and they fell for it. Until that happens, there will be no accountability for this because your neighbor down the street that resisted all this shit, guys like me, guys like you, We're not your enemy, bro. We were trying to keep you from doing some dumb shit and fucking up your life, and you wouldn't listen. You called us domestic terrorists. You called the police on us. You caused all kinds of shit for us. You canceled us. You tried to fire us. You tried to get us, you know, in trouble every way that we could. Bro, and now you're the one that got played, okay? So recognize that those people you were trying to help, you treated like shit. You treated them like shit because the media told you to. And now, and you guys are the same people that say shit like, well, you know, if the Holocaust happened when I was around, I would have done something. No, you fucking wouldn't. You would have been the motherfuckers putting them on the cars.
We complied.
So live with that, knowing that shit, bro. That's real
that's
shit.
That's enough. That's enough to live with there.
Yeah. You guys got frenzied up. You thought you were morally virtuous, and you got your own ego in play, and now, hey, you were wrong. Mm-hmm. We got to have some forgiveness amongst the citizens and an actual recognition of who actually did this. Do you not remember that little fuck Fauci on TV every single day?
Where's he been?
Yeah, he's in hiding, I guarantee it, bro. People lost everything, dude. I'm surprised that guy's still fucking breathing. Real talk.
No, that's real shit.
Bro, if you lost everything, you lost your family, you lost your business. There's so many people that lost everything. It's like, dude, I'm actually surprised that some of these people are still walking around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Knowing that what we know now, that they made it all up. Dude, the fucking orchestrated it in the government, the World Economic Forum, key individuals in our politics, the entire fucking media.
It's fucked up.
Bro, fuck all these people. They all belong in jail, dude. Yeah.
Guys, jump in on this conversation. Let us know down in the comments what you guys think. With that being said, man, let's get into our cruise. Remember, guys, if you want to see any of these pictures, articles, links, videos, go to andyforsella.com. You guys can find them linked there. With that being said, let's get into headline number one. Headline number one reads, Trump declares big win for America as Supreme Court orders ex-pres back on Colorado primary ballot ahead of Super Tuesday. It's a big, big, massive win. In a lot of different ways. Let's dive into this. The U.S. Supreme Court ordered former President Donald Trump back on the 2024 primary ballot in Colorado on Monday, the day before the Centennial State and 14 other states picked their Republican nominees for president. The unanimous ruling, 9-0, also overturns disqualification orders handed down by officials and judges in Maine and Illinois in recent weeks, which we just covered, I believe, the other day. Illinois, a judge in Illinois tried to throw him off the ballot, or did, actually. So this reverses all of that. The unsigned order found that only Congress, not individual states, can disqualify candidates for federal office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, known colloquially as the Insurrection Clause or the Disqualification Clause. Quote, the judgment of the Colorado Supreme Court cannot stand, end quote, the order read. Quote, all nine members of the court agree with that result. Trump posted this on Truth Social. Very, very simply just says, big win for America. Let's dive into what CNN has to say about it. This is their headline. It says, takeaways from Trump's big win at the Supreme Court in the 14th Amendment case. The Supreme Court on Monday ruled that former President Donald Trump could not be removed from the ballot in Colorado or any other state, a sweeping and historic ruling that brushed aside a lawsuit claiming that he disqualified himself from office because of his actions on January 6th, 2021, which they deleted off from the internet of what his actions actually were. A repudiation of the notion that Trump's actions left him ineligible under the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban, a unanimous court ruled that an individual state could not dump the former president from the ballot. But the justices did not say if Trump was in fact an insurrectionist and split on technicalities of how the ban could be enforced, a distinction with potentially broad consequences. So they're over there crying. Bottom line, guys, Trump's going to be on the ballots. So they cannot kick him off the ballots. It's not going to work. Now, that leads me to this question. We know they don't want him to run. If they can't kick him off the ballots legally, what do they do then?
Well, I think they're going to do something else. I sent you a clip earlier. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I don't think so.
Where they're already talking about how they're going to create legislation mm-hmm. that tries to work around the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Now, if the Supreme Court, the highest court in the country rules that he deserves on the ballot.
Unanimously.
Unanimously.
Like it wasn't
that means,
like a...
That means Kenji Jackson is...
Sotomayor.
Yeah, says, yes, this needs to happen. And the rest of these people continue to try to work him off the ballot or disqualify him. Who is the actual insurrectionist here? Just because they're doing it in the quote-unquote system doesn't mean that they're not the insurrectionist.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? These people are way out of control, bro. And honestly, in my opinion, again, we'll just keep this thing going. They belong in fucking jail because they're trying to deny the American people what certain American people want. All right?
A lot of Americans.
Yeah, a lot of Americans.
Not like a little, bro.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it. So these people have such a grandiose sense of their own importance that they believe that it's okay for them to deny the rest of the American population the right to vote for who they want to vote for. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, that is them saying the peasants don't know, we know better than them. So that's what we're dealing with here. And dude, these people are fucking insane. And I suspect that they are going to move on to plan B and C and D because they have them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be totally disruptive to the rest of our year. I think we're going to see mass chaos. I think we're going to see mass disruption. I think they're going to do whatever they can. It doesn't matter what it is, what it takes, because they understand that if they lose their position of power, that they are going to be dealt with and held accountable, regardless of how much Trump says, you know, the best win is success or the best revenge is success. This motherfucker's going to go in there and clean it up. And these motherfuckers are going to go to jail. And they're fucking terrified of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what will they do, man? That's the question. What's going to be next? Could you imagine playing a game where the rules have been created already? And because the other dude's beating your ass, you decide that I'm going to create new rules to then, like, it's
that's
absurd.
What all these people do.
It's absurd.
That's all they do.
It's absurd.
What? What do you mean? That's all they do, bro. They create rules like no longer do we hire the best person, regardless of the race or where they come from, with the best skill set. We have to make new rules so that women can get in there and people of other, you know, races can get in there. And we got to even the playing field, even if it means that the quality of whatever work is being done goes down. Doesn't matter if they're airline pilots. Even if they're airline pilots, we got to get some, we got to make sure it's diverse. Doesn't matter if they know how to fly the fucking plane. You see, the tail is wagging the dog because the dog won't stand up and say, hey, shut the fuck up, you bunch of idiots. We're going to have a civilized society. Fuck you. We are being bossed around by a very loud, very weak, very delusional minority of people who believe they have the power. And the more that people stand up and use their voice and stand up to these people, the more you will check them back into the role of irrelevance, which is where they belong. Did you see that guy try to step to Joe Manchin the other day?
Oh, yeah, he got his ass tossed.
Yeah, and the fucking bodyguard grabbed his ass and threw him on the ground like a little fucking empty soda can.
It was beautiful.
Okay, yeah, that's what you do with these people. Fuck them. They listen, these people have never been fucking dealt with.
Yeah.
They've never been checked. They run around, they stick their phone in your face, and they say some shit. Well, you don't have cancel culture anymore on your side. Canceling doesn't work anymore. So stick your fucking phone in anybody's face you want. It's not going to matter. Nobody cares that that guy got his ass fucking handed to him and it was on camera.
What are you going to do
so
about it?
So you guys who run around sticking your fucking camera in everybody's face thinking it's going to make you immune from people reacting, you're going to learn the hard way. Nobody cares anymore.
Mm-mm.
Nobody cares.
Especially,
Dude, I'm tired of the bullying.
Especially if you're void of protein. These people that walk around with protein.
I'm just saying they're going to learn their lesson, dude. These people have been running around unchecked for years.
A little light in the ass.
You don't think they're, dude,
that's what they call
you
it.
Don't think they're going to go up? Yeah. You don't think these people are going to go up to some dude in the grocery store because now they're empowered and they're going to get their fucking teeth knocked out? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, we're getting back to where America should be. Did you see the video? I don't know if we did it on the show, but where those guys beat that guy's ass for stealing all that shit from Home Depot? Did you see that video?
I see that one.
Bro, it was great. They're pushing a fucking, this guy's trying to walk out of Home Depot, and this dude gets out his phone, and he's like, hey, piece of shit. You're not stealing that shit. Starts yelling at him. And then, like, you could hear the guy getting, like, madder because the guy's not stopping. And then the guy goes over and fucking, like, grabs him. And the guy's like, don't you touch me. He's like, I'll fucking touch you whatever I want. And fucking flips his card up, dude. And then there were five other dudes came over and beat this dude's ass.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's what needs to start happening.
Thumbs up.
That's called being an American man. Yeah. That's called holding the line in your community. Mm-hmm. That's what we're missing. We have to stop allowing these weak people to wag the dog because they scream and yell and throw fits.
We got to paint the line again, man. If you don't feel like the line, if you feel like the line got eroded and washed off, redraw it.
Well,
line it back up. You know what I'm saying? And hold it. And hold it.
And don't step on it, bro. Yeah. You're going to get your fucking, there's going to be repercussions.
Yeah.
I love to see these guys taking, like, doing the right thing.
Well, you know what's going to happen is those little squeaky wheels, man, they're going to start seeing more of those videos and they should start shutting the fuck up.
They're going to stop doing it.
That's how it works.
That's what happens.
That's how it works because they know they have those protein deficiencies.
Bro, they're afraid that they're going to call the police. Listen, they use the fear of the internet and being arrested against people. They run up. But
it's funny because they'll yell, you know, ACAB, you know, all cops are bad. Fuck the police. Defund the police.
And then they'll call for the cops.
I'm going to call the police.
Yeah.
It's like those cops ain't coming to help you. That shit's done.
Listen, man, I think their day in the sun is coming to an end and they don't recognize it yet, which creates prime opportunity to, like, you know,
deer in headlights.
Yeah, they're going to fucking learn, bro.
Yep, that's exactly.
People are sick of your guys' shit.
Yeah.
Like, you guys run around and you put your phone in people's faces, you
hit
try
people
to
with pool noodles and trash
people
can
don't
lids.
Give a shit, dude. No. They're over it. Mm-mm. People have lost money. They've become their lives have become less stable. They're more agitated, they're more stressed. And these people still think they can run around on social issues and shove it down people's fucking faces. You know?
No, it's done.
Dude, nobody gives a fuck about your environmental issues when they can't fucking eat, dumbass.
So real quick, speaking on ballots, last little thing to cover. Round of applause for Nikki Haley.
Oh, yeah.
She won her first primary.
I'm really shocked.
Yeah, D.C.
That she won Washington, D.C., where everybody thinks Trump is, like, the Antichrist.
Exactly, exactly.
And he is the Antichrist to them.
Yeah, he is.
Because he's the guy that's going to hold the power of reckoning for them if he does what he's supposed to
do.
What they're afraid of.
That's the.
Now, whether he does it or not, that's two different things because he should have done it in his first fucking term.
Yeah, that's facts. So she won the first primary on Sunday. She won D.C., she had a 63% win.
Yep.
It's a 33%. Broken down, it's nearly 1,300 voters cast a ballot for Haley and nearly 680 for former President Trump.
What's that say about Haley? When you win the only place where they hate Donald Trump the most, what's that say? What's that say about her?
Mm-hmm. She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let her tell it. She says, "Quote: I've always said this needs to be competitive. As long as we are competitive, as long as we are showing up, there is a place for us. I'm going to continue to fight. That's always been the case." Good old Haley. Yeah, I just thought that.
Nah, bro. She knows something's gonna happen. She knows mass chaos is gonna listen after this year.
With the Supreme Court ruling that today. She should have been dropping out immediately. Fuck. Well, they can't remove from the ballot. If she really cared about the country, if she was really on our side, the Supreme Court just solidified this ruling. You should have been dropping out then. Well, fuck. They can't kick him off the ballot nowhere. I clearly don't have a fucking chance. The only reason she's staying in, bro, is because she knows something.
Yeah.
It's the only reason.
I agree with that. She knows some shit's going to happen. They're assuring her she's going to have her chance.
And she'll be the default.
Which is why those guys are still writing checks for her. They're not writing. Nobody spends millions of dollars for no reason.
No, bro.
And there are Democrat donors spending millions of dollars to keep Haley going for a reason. And the reason is they are in on the plan and you and I and everybody else are not.
In just four states in D.C., she spent $76 million.
Yeah. And that came from people. That didn't come from, that's not taxpayer money. That came from actual human beings that gave her money to do it.
Mm-mm. Hell no, Nimrata, whatever the fuck her name is. Guys, jump in on this conversation down in the comments. Let us know what you guys think. With that being said, let's head over to him. Andy, I got three good ones here.
Oh, really?
I just couldn't pick one.
Okay.
All right. So the first one comes from at Michael Todd NJ. He says, what the fuck is Provel cheese?
It's apparently.
It's the best shit out there.
Yeah. It's.
You got to come to Missouri. Yeah. You got to, I mean, like.
Will they not have this in other places?
No, no, they don't. It's a St. Louis thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really good. It's really good. Yeah. You should try it, bro.
It's really good. It is really good. This next one, I thought this was interesting. This next one comes from at Ryan Harris 5769. He says, DJ said nigga. Didn't think he had it in him. Look here, you Snoop Dogg looking motherfucker. No, I'm just playing. He does kind of look like Snoop Dogg, though. Yeah. My favorite one is this last one.
Okay.
Christopher.
I guarantee you. Yes. Guaranteed.
He says, I bet y'all Jeanette, the mom, still listens to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeanette and her two domestic terrorist sons.
Yeah, that's right. Raising them right.
It's a shame your boys listen to this show. It's a shame they want to get better, make more money, kick ass,
become aware,
not be
of
a dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I bet you're highly disappointed in them. You know, here's the thing about people like Jeanette. She will be disappointed in them even if they win because her sons didn't do it her way.
Yeah, bro.
That's what these people think like.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, well, that's the same people who scream and yell at you in the grocery store and think they're right even though they've been proven to be wrong. They dig their heels in the sand. They say, you know, they discount every single piece of data like it's bullshit. Bro, all the shit was always there. Mm-hmm. How do you think people like me and other people were able to say this is what it was? The data was available the entire time. The death rate was available the entire time. The way they were presenting it was available the entire time. Deaths from COVID, deaths with COVID. What they did with the tests, all of this shit was available. People just didn't want to look at it.
The survival rate.
No.
It was available 2 weeks in.
They needed to have their emergency, and they needed to show how great they were, and they needed something to base their identity in, which was, I am more virtuous than you because I use all the precautions, and you're a very selfish grandma killer, and I'm better than you because of that. And these people live for that shit. So Jeanette,
like we're both still alive, listen, but Jeanette, I wore my mask.
Listen, Jeanette is exactly the kind of parent that her sons go out and become something, and she'll dog them out their entire lives because they didn't become what she wanted them to become.
It's fucking sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guys, we appreciate you commenting. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. With that being said, let's jump right back into it. We got headline number two. Another W.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the good state of Texas. This headline reads, federal appeals court to allow controversial Texas immigration law to take effect if SCOTUS doesn't intervene. So we covered this, I would say like a week ago, 2 weeks ago or so, when the law was put in place in Texas to allow the local law enforcement officials to arrest and deport on themselves, right? Well, a Texas court ruled that, no, you can't do that. It's federal immigration. Well, the Texas Federal Appeals Court, they just reversed it and said, no, they can. And so that's in play. This is a CNN headline, CNN article reading, a federal appeals court granted a temporary stay of a lower court's decision to block the enforcement of a controversial Texas immigration law, paving the way for it to go into effect this week if the Supreme Court doesn't intervene. Last week, a federal judge in Austin, Texas, blocked the state government from implementing Senate Bill 4, which would allow state law enforcement authorities to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. Judge David Allen Ezra wrote in his Thursday decision to halt the law that, quote, if allowed to proceed, Senate Bill 4 could open the door to each state passing its own version of immigration laws. Texas appealed the ruling, which Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying, quote, we will not back down in our fight to protect our state and our nation from President Biden's border crisis. Over the weekend, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted a stay of Ezra's decision, but put its ruling on hold for 7 days, allowing time for the Biden administration to go to the Supreme Court. So the law remains blocked only until March 9th, unless the Supreme Court keeps it on hold. It was originally set to go into effect March 5th, which is tomorrow. Anything on that?
I mean, look, man, I still say the same thing I said before. Why did it take Greg Abbott 3 years to do anything? Why did it take people, you know, like, I don't see this as a win. I see this as common sense, man. Like, the win is going to be if all these people are removed and put back where they came from. That's going to be the win. All right? I'll be real. Like, I'm fucking tired of all these people. Like, I am tired of them ruining our environment, our country, our society, because they want to maintain their power structure and their connections and their ability to earn income and their ability to rule over the people of this country. That is not what this country was founded upon. This country was not founded upon the idea of a certain class of people ruling other people. It was founded upon the idea of for the people, of the people, by the people. And it's not that at all. We don't live in anything that represents what this country is supposed to be. We live under constant focus of propaganda from our media. We live under constant division, constant anxiety, constant stress, intentional financial oppression to keep people from becoming too financially aware or financially capable to not have to fucking listen to these people. They want you poor. They want you fat. They want you stupid. They want you believing everything they say. They want you to hate everybody that's out here in the real world, and they never want you to blame them. And our duty is to be the opposite of everything that they want. We need to not be poor. We need to not be fat. We need to not be stupid. We need to get along with the people out here and work together to solve the problem, which is a bunch of tyrants who are ruining our actual life experience. Yeah, okay, take 4 more years. That's 4 more years we're not getting back. We've already, like, you understand? It's not like, you know, up until 2019, it was okay. Like, even though it was corrupt, we didn't have it shoved down our throats and shoved down our face and brought to the forefront of our lives in every single capacity. And now that's what's happened. And we have this issue that we are literally being invaded across our border by people who should not be here. They are illegal. They are illegal people. They should not be here. They should be rounded up. They should be collected. They should be sent back to where they came from or dropped right back over the border in Mexico, and our wall should be secure. They could have finished the border wall for $5 billion, and now we've sent damn near $200 billion to Ukraine over a border dispute. I'm sick of it, dude.
Yeah, we could have did our fucking border wall.
And I'm sick of everybody thinking that these politicians on either side give a fuck about us. Very few of them are actual patriots. In fact, I don't know if I can even name one. These people exist to take from us. They take from you. They make our lives harder intentionally so that they can have a purpose in life. And that's bullshit. That is not what this country is founded upon. And we need a complete American revival of what it means to be the United States of America. And that is not coming from our current political class at all. In fact, they're the opposite. They're doing everything that they have to do to make our lives hard, to make our lives frustrating, to keep us stressed and anxious and angry at everybody while they continue to reach into our pockets and take every fucking thing that we have. These people are criminals, dude, and that's real shit. These are the people that our founding fathers wrote the Constitution about. Mm-hmm. These are the people that they warned us about. These are them right now, and we're dealing with them. And half the people don't, fuck, three quarters of the people don't want to address it.
That's real shit.
People don't want to fucking do anything. They don't even want to take responsibility for their own lives. They don't want to step up. They don't want to be better. They don't want to get involved. They want someone to ride in on a fucking white horse and fix all the problems, when in reality, the only way that this can be fixed is by the individual citizens rising to the occasion to speak and stand for the things that they believe are right, and then to get engaged in their community to fix those problems. And then, on top of that, to actually be the best version of yourself, because America has a culture problem. And the culture problem is that we don't have any examples of people that look and feel and talk and live like Americans are supposed to live. And because of that, we have very little progress in the country. So we have all these people who are complaining about all this shit, but they're unwilling to even take responsibility for their own existence and become the best version of themselves, or speak the truth, or stand on anything, or get involved in their community, and they wonder why it's not getting better. It's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, it's real shit, man.
It's not going to get better until every individual in this country that wants it to get better takes it serious. We have to move away from this idea that we can vote ourselves into a better situation. Politics is downstream of culture. Culture determines politics, not politics determines culture. All right?
That's how they want it to be.
That's how they have it right now.
Yeah.
That's how they have it right now.
That's how the fuck they want it to be.
I don't know, dude. I'll be real with you. You know, I know a lot of people are doing their part, and most of the people listening to this show are doing their part, but, you know, we still have people that are afraid to share the show, bro. They listen to the show religiously, but they won't share it because they're afraid that they're, somebody in their life is going to fucking disapprove of it, and they wonder why there's no solution. You don't even have the courage to have an opinion. If you don't have the courage to have an opinion, what makes you think you have fucking, anything's going to ever get better for you? Bro, this is in people's careers. Like, people will sit in their careers for 3, 4, 5 years with the inability to have a conversation about what's bothering them or things they don't like or things that they want to improve with their job. And they'll just harbor these thoughts for years and years and years, not realizing that unless you have the ability to actually have difficult conversations, you lack the ability to progress. Okay, so like we have an epidemic of weakness in this country. That's really what it comes down to.
And we just accept it.
Yeah. And dude, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to save you. I want the people of this country to wake the fuck up and start taking responsibility for their little piece in their area. But they're still waiting for someone to start a movement or start a revolution. You are the fucking revolution, man. You're just not doing your part. The revolution is cultural. It's not, it's like, what do you think? You're going to ride into Washington, D.C. and fucking do something with all these people?
Right.
And what are we going to have tomorrow? We're going to have a bunch of people who don't want to work hard, who don't want to be healthy, who don't want to be informed, who want to scroll all day on the internet, who want to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, it's not going to fix anything.
Right back to
the culture on. Has to be fixed first.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are okay with 10 million plus people on the low end to 20 something million people on the high end coming across the border. And now we have exactly like, dude, you know how old it gets for me to come in here and say, hey guys, this is what's going to happen. Then we just don't step in that hole and then see everybody step in it. Like did we not have clips on this show from years ago talking about how migrants come to these areas and harass the women and rape the women and kill the women? And then like this girl gets killed and everybody's like, oh, I can't believe it. What the fuck do you mean you can't believe it? These people don't have the same ethics or code that we have here. They come from third world places where if they don't get what they want, they just take it. If they don't get what they want, they just kill you.
With zero repercussions.
Yeah. And now you're in a situation where you have these people in our country and you have literal psychopaths running the country who at any given time might shut down the grid, and you're going to have to compete with these people to survive. And I'm going to tell you right now, most of you won't. They will beat you. They come from the hardest environments in the world. You come from fucking fluffy couches and The View and fucking bonbons and video games and Netflix and fucking DoorDash. And you think that these people will just come take your shit, and that's what's going to happen, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for these people. What do you mean?
What do you feel bad for?
What do you mean? They're not supposed to be here.
They ain't gonna feel bad for
you. Dude, to have a functioning society, we have to have standards and rules and lines in the sand that cannot be crossed. I'm sorry for you bleeding heart people. Nobody likes to see what's happening. But the reality is do you want them to take your shit? Do you want them to take your neighborhood, your community? Do you want them killing your fucking fellow citizen because you feel bad? They should go back where they came from.
Yeah, guys, jump on this conversation down in the comments. Let us know what you guys think. Let us hear it, man. With that being said, let's get to our third and final headline, headline number three. Headline number three reads, Speaker Johnson changes mind on blurring J6 faces. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah. So this was a big deal. So when they were releasing some footage, right, there was, you know, quite a bit of faces of people in the crowd. Not the entire crowds themselves, but just a few faces that were blurred out.
Why?
Well, he's flipping that now. So Speaker Johnson announced today that he has released 5,000 more hours of Capitol security footage after finally abandoning his efforts to blur out all the faces of the insurrectionists. Johnson pledged to release, quote, all the footage when he became speaker. However, he's only released a tiny fraction of it before today. He explained months ago that the delay was caused by the fact that he had hired a tech team at great expense to the taxpayers to comb over the footage to blur out all the faces of the people who were there. He said he was doing that to prevent them from being identified by, quote, internet sleuths and getting prosecuted. Now he's apparently realized that it's simply not practical. He's going to release the remaining footage without faces being blurred. The most incompetent speaker in history is on quite a roll right now. This is obviously a left-leaning article, whatever. But yeah, here's the release.
I'm so sick of the media being written that way.
It's so
like
stupid.
I'm so exhausted by these leftists like having to throw their jabs in.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, you know what I'm even more tired of than that? The people who actually believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the issue with this, right? So like the thing was like you couldn't find any news articles reporting this. This was literally the only one that was reporting it that had anything to say about it. And yeah, nobody else was talking about it, but I think it is significant because, again, like, who are those faces and why were they blurred and why are they no longer being blurred? What are we not worried about no more? There's still so many questions about the whole thing that, you know, yes, there's been some light that's shed on it, right? But there's still a lot happening there. So in his official statement, Speaker Johnson said, quote, House Republicans again commend Subcommittee Chairman Loudermilk and the entire committee on House Administration for their ongoing commitment to ensuring that there is full transparency surrounding the events of January 6th. This ongoing work is especially necessary considering the deeply flawed prior investigation conducted by the partisan January 6th Select Committee, which instead of delivering transparency, has contributed to defendants, public interest groups, and the media having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of government officials. Additionally, upon extensive further consultation with the committee, at my direction, the committee will no longer plan to blur the faces of individuals in the footage, given the significant logistic hurdles involved in the importance of getting this work completed as responsibly and efficiently as possible. Another W. Anything on this?
All the footage should have been out this entire time, and it should be unedited, unblurred, so that we can see what's actually happened.
Yeah.
And the reason they don't... You guys tell me. Why wouldn't they release all the footage? What do they not want you to see? What are you not allowed to see as a tax-paying citizen of this country? What are you not allowed to see and why? And why are they allowed to decide what you're allowed to see when this is what happened? And then they're using it to prosecute people. They're using it to scare people. They're using it to keep people from protesting or gathering or coming together. That's what this is all about. It's a big fear-mongering campaign that says, if you rise up, we'll do this to you. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, if it was so real and so, you know, damaging as they say it was, why not release it all?
So that we could see how bad it was.
Like, show me everything.
Yeah, man. Like, if it was as bad as you say it is, to where you're having on the year anniversary a candlelight vigil on the steps of the Capitol talking about 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and all these other things that have happened in comparison, why not let us see it? Oh, because we'll see that it's not comparable to any of the shit that you say, and we'll actually see that it was heavy propagation by the actual three-letter agencies that were involved and on-site. You know, fuck, dude. It's just total disgusting corruption, dude, at this point in time. And we have people still sitting in jail over this.
Still in jail.
Sitting in jail over this. Not even charged. 4 fucking years later, man. And, reading the comments on the internet, it just makes you, like, lose hope. Like, the people are still like, oh, well, they deserve it. They were insurrectionists. No, they weren't. And neither was Trump.
No. That's the biggest thing, man. That's the biggest issue. Well, he incited it. How? Where? Do you not know they deleted?
No, they don't know that. These people don't care. They've made up their mind. But, dude, we need to move on without them. We need to impose our will on this country without those people. We're over here sitting trying to, like, convince them. They're not ever going to agree with you because they want it to be their way. And they are willing to lie, steal, cheat, deny reality to get their way.
Change the laws.
Yes. The Supreme Court rules 9-0, and the leftists in this country are now trying to come up with a new way to get him out. Bro, how big and how inflated and how delusional is your ego to think that you have the right as a human being to deny the population
the will of the people?
Yeah, the will, what this country is founded upon, man. It's absurd shit, and it doesn't matter what you think about Trump. It doesn't matter if you like Trump or not. Bro, and here's the thing. This is the dangerous part of this. The dangerous part of this is that that pendulum, like I've said for years, is going to swing so hard back to the right that we're going to end up with a harder authoritarianism on the right than we are on the left. And it ain't going to be Trump. It's going to be who's ever after Trump.
Yeah, that's where the real danger comes. Well, I mean, you call it danger. Some people can call it danger.
No, but
it's the precedence has been set.
They're really fucking themselves by making Trump out to be this villain, mm-hmm. because what it's going to cause is the rise of an actual villain.
Yeah.
That's against them.
Yeah.
Because they're actually radicalizing people because they're ignoring their will. And they're making them feel like peasants, and they're disrespecting them, and they're putting them in danger, and they're doing all of this shit. They're making their lives harder. And dude, if you think Trump is an extremist, you're insane. Bro, the extremists are going to come from the people who you are fucking with relentlessly. Those are the people where the extremist is going to rise from, not some New York City billionaire who's 79 years old. No. That's not going to happen. So like the next guy in line, because it could be me. I'm going to tell you right now, I will crack the fucking hammer on these people.
I want to see it.
Dude, I would. I wouldn't even hesitate. Listen, bro, go read the story of Sulla. All right? Go read it. Sulla, S-U-L-L-A. Go read it. Go read what he did. The guy grew up, joined the military, went on crusades for Rome. Fucking Rome started getting corrupt. He came back. He killed all the fucking corruption. They said, hey, dictator for life, man. Rome is yours. We love you. You're the best. You're the best thing ever. He said, no, thank you.
And he left.
He said, I'm going to go home. I set this in motion. It's all good. I'm going to go home and I'll live my life. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Fuck, it sounds great. Don't sound too bad.
I mean, what do you think, dude?
On which part?
On all of that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, those blurred faces, those blurred individuals, they're informants. They're either undercover agents working the crowd, whatever the case is. They're protecting
the that's treasonous shit.
Yeah. It's okay. Entrapment is
dude,
what it is.
Listen, man. It's
at bare minimum.
It's against the interest of the American people. Our government and our agencies are legit manipulating reality so that they can get their way. Like, this is a fucking ant farm, and they're like, oh, well, let's put
ants are going left. No, we gotta flip this shit upside down.
That's what's happening.
Shake it a little bit. Get them fighting.
Yes.
So they can go right.
That's what's happening. And it's being done by the 600 people in Washington, D.C., combined with the media, combined with the biggest companies in the world. These people are insane, dude. They're all bought in on the World Economic Agenda, the World Economic Forum Agenda, the 2030 Agenda, the Green Agenda.
Yeah, the New World Order.
Yes. They're all in on it, dude. And these people are fucking legitimately ruining your life because of it. And if we don't wake up now, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse, and it's going to become so bad that there's nothing we can do to resist it because we won't have anything. They tell you that. You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy.
You'll be happy.
And they'll have that. So if you own nothing and you'll be happy, does that mean that they have everything and they'll be miserable? No, that's not what it means. It means they'll have everything. They'll be happy. You won't have shit, but fuck what you think because it doesn't matter anymore because you don't have any resources. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do.
What they're really saying is you'll own nothing and you'll be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a scene in Caddyshack. You ever seen Caddyshack? There's a scene in Caddyshack where the spoiled grandson is at the concession stand and he's like, I'll have a hamburger, I'll have a hot dog, I'll have a candy bar, I'll have a soda. And his grandpa looks at him and says, you'll have nothing and like it. And fucking tells him, sit the fuck down. And bro, that's what they're doing to us. We're promised this a big American dream, dude. We're promised this opportunity to build the life of our dreams. We're promised all this shit, and these people take it. It's disturbing, dude, and it's critical that everybody wake up. It's not violence that's going to solve it. It's not violence. You guys, I see you in the comments. Well, then fucking do something. Motherfucker, I've been doing something. I'm telling you to play the whole time. I've been telling you for years what the play is. You don't want to control your own fucking life. And because you don't want to control your own fucking life, things continue to get worse. It starts with each individual. It spreads from individual to individual to individual to individual. It goes from the parents to the kids to the neighborhood to the community to the fucking state to the fucking country. Like, holy shit, man. This isn't that hard to understand. But until you get your own shit together, that, like me saying personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion is not some fucking bullshit. That is the actual solution.
Yeah, well, guys, let's get to our final segment of the show. As always, we have thumbs up or dumb as fuck. This is where we bring a headline in and talk about it. Get one of those two options. So with that being said, our thumbs up or dumb as fuck headline reads, burglary suspect confronted by Colorado police while on the toilet. I'm on the shitter, bud. So this alleged burglar went from the crapper to the clink. Oh. The Colorado Police Department released yuck-worthy footage of officers confronting a suspect while he was on the toilet after authorities received reports of a burglary in progress early Thursday morning. Officers with Lakewood Police descended on the property around 4 a.m. after an early morning alarm sounded and used a drone to help track a suspect down, according to a Facebook post from the department. Here's the video.
10:41. We're good. Somebody got yelling at us. Stand by. I'm gonna back up. You see this? Stand up. Ready? Yep. Lakewood Police, show me your hands. Hands up. Hands up. Stand up. Stand up.
Okay, hold
walk
there,
this
Phillip.
Place. What's that? Walk
let him wipe. Let him wipe.
Keep your hands up. Stop there, matey. Stop there.
Stop right there.
Oh, you gotta let him wipe.
And what if he's got a gun under there?
Nah, I mean, he's just got
what
a
if
turd.
He's got a gun on the side of the toilet?
What if he has a turd under there?
I don't know.
You got to let him wipe, man. It says, quote, while we see a lot of things in the line of duty. Oh, man. This is just riddled with poor
dad. It's terrible.
We had no clue what awaited us this time, the department wrote in a cheeky post. The alleged perp was taken to jail where he was charged with second-degree burglary, police said. Quote, you know the old adage, caught with your pants down? Somebody should have told this burglary suspect who was arrested by Lakewood police agents early this morning, the department stated. More information about the case was not made available. What a terrible way to get locked up. Do you think he was really shitting, or do you think?
I mean, he looks like he was. I mean, he was in the full shitting.
He's like, he looked relaxed.
Yeah, he did.
Where I'd be pissed.
Didn't you hear the people coming in?
Yeah, fuck. But you know, like sometimes you just can't get it out quick enough. Like, bro, I take like.
Why does that guy on his rifle have sights and optics like that?
Backup.
Well, in case his optic goes out?
Yeah. Battery dies, whatever the case is, you just pop up. They're flip downs.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that's how mine is set up like that.
Is it? It's you got plastic ones like that?
Yeah, iron sights. Yeah. Flip downs.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a good tactic. Yeah. What we got on this, Andy?
Don't break into people's houses. And if you do, don't take a shit.
I didn't even think about that aspect. That's kind of fucked up, bro. You break into shit and you drop a deuce in the toilet, bro?
I mean.
That's kind of fucked up.
It feels like there's something more that we're not being told here. Like, he looked pretty comfortable.
He did look very, very comfortable.
He looked pretty like he was used to sitting on that toilet. Like, that wasn't like a, that wasn't a, I don't know this toilet type of shit. That was like, I know this toilet real well. You know what I'm saying?
He had the lights off in there.
Like, you know how like when you shit on a different toilet, it's like a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't know, like some are bigger, some are smaller. Mm-hmm. The worst is when you don't want the small ones. Yeah.
Oh, those are terrible.
Yeah, the little round ones.
I like the long ones that are low to the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because your knees, like they like maintain a proper angle to shit ratio.
You know that like if you put your knees up, they make a squatty potty?
Yeah,
you ever heard of that thing?
I do it with Ryan's stool. So she has like a little step
you
stool.
Put your feet up on her?
Put my feet on her.
Let the poop come right out?
Bro, it's perfect.
No hemorrhoids?
That's how dog shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a natural, like, that's the angle of our bowels.
Well.
She gets pissed at me for using it, though.
Ryan does?
Yeah.
She whatever. Don't like you using it?
It's whatever.
Yeah. All right, well.
She always knows because I leave it by the toilet. <She's>
like, what'd she say?
Daddy. Hey, gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, what are we giving this, man?
I mean,
they should have let him wipe. They should. I hope they let him wipe.
I'm sure they did before, but I mean, like, you got to make sure the guy didn't have any guns under his shirt or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he's wearing a belt under there? You know, you take your belt off, take a shit.
I mean, yeah.
No, I'm talking about your other, the external belt for the fucking gun.
Oh, bro, listen, I get comfortable, bro. I take fucking
so it. If I'm going to come at you, I gotta catch you while you're shitting.
The time to get DJ is if he's on the toilet. But yeah. I mean, it's still right there.
I noticed that when you go to shit, you like go and find like a secret shitter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why?
I like
because you know you're vulnerable.
Very, very comfortable, bro. Yeah. I'm damn near naked when I take shits.
I know. I've heard you snoring in there.
Shut the fuck off.
Bro, that's true. Bullshit, man. I heard you snoring in there
that
before.
That wasn't snoring. That was straining. It's yeah.
No.
It's a difference. Well, guys, Andy, that's all I got, man.
Yep. Don't be a hoe.
Shut the show.
Yeah. Went from sleeping on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl. Fuck a stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch. Booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold. Just a no. Headshot. Case closed.